This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And now, Senior Chat with Harvey Wireman. Mr. Wireman is a retired attorney and has spent most of his career in the Southern California area. Tonight, Senior Chat with Harvey Wireman, brought to you by
Presco's Transmissions. Hi, I'm Bob Feldman. Come on in. Drag it in. Pull it in. Shove it in. Or else I'll shove it in. Now, you got your choice, but bring your car. Yes, Presco's Transmission. I'm the owner, Bob Feldman. The only transmission business that threatens your life if you don't let us do you the good service of fixing your car right. If you don't bring your car to us, we'll go to your house and shove your car right up there. Think I'm kidding? Try me.
And now, Senior Chat with Harvey Wireman. Thank you, Bud Fresco. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very good, Harvey.
That's great. Tonight on Senior Chat, and we'll be giving away the golf package at La Fonda de Cresco de la Caballero Golf Resort and Spa and Hutch. And that's in the beautiful city of Wind Wings, and that's out there in the lovely Scarpia Desert area, just north of Flagler. And you bring your wife, and where they're offering this week, Bud, and I don't know if you know this, they'll prop you up in a golf cart and open your eyes with toothpicks, and they'll also prop your mouth as if you're smiling. So even if you're not conscious, and that's something I want you to know, you'll look like you're having a good time at La Fonda de El Carpo de Caballero out there in Flagler. And that's right near the turnpike where it turns into Prescott, and then it goes the other way up toward Nativity Lane. And that'll just be a wonderful prize. That's tonight on Senior Chat. Let me get our number out here on Senior Chat, and then I'll give you tonight's Senior Chat question. And our number is 1-800-BITCH-TO-HARVEY. That's 1-800-WAH-WAH-WAH. 1-800-WHY-ISN'T-MY-SOCIAL-SECURITY-GETTING-PAID-IN-FULL. 1-800-NO-I-DON'T-VOTE-FOR-SCHOOL-BONDS, because I don't have kids and what do I care about the future? I'm dead in 6 months. That's 1-800-SCREW-YOU. All right. Now, tonight's question here on Senior Chat, how long does it take you before you bother the neighbors when they start a new project at their house? As a senior citizens, as you know, it's not very long for us before, say, our neighbor wants to put in a pool, or say he's reseeding his lawn, or he's putting in a new driveway. It doesn't take long for us to go over there and piss and bitch and moan about it. Or go to the Homeowners Association, or in some instances, call the police. So let's see who we got on the line tonight. Hey, here's Ray. Ray, how you been?
Hey, Harvey, how are you, buddy?
I'm very good.
Hey, listen, the wife and I are listening to your program, and we couldn't do without it. What's the question tonight?
Well, I just said, it's how long does it take for you to start bitching about your neighbors putting in a new pool or a spa?
Oh, let me tell you, it took me all of a minute and a half before I went next door to this guy, and he was putting in a sport court.
For the rugrats, huh?
Yeah, for the crumb crunchers. Now, here's this guy putting in a sport court with a basketball hoop, and I don't know who he thinks he is or who he thinks he's dealing with, but you know what happens when they put in a basketball hoop?
Well, you're listening to the ball going bouncy on the...
Yeah, it's dribbling is what they call it. And you hear that at 8 o'clock in the morning, some brat. So a minute and a half, I went over there, and I stuck my finger in his nose, and I said, now listen, pal, I am on the architectural committee of the Homeowners Association, and also, and he gave me a stupid look and said, well, you know, I don't know what you're complaining. Imagine the gall of a guy saying he didn't know what I was talking about. I thought I was speaking perfectly clear, although the stroke is still, I'm still in therapy for that.
Yeah, the side of the mouth, is that picked up at all?
No, it's still hanging there, but it's a hell of a deal.
All right, we got your call there. Thanks a lot. Here's Ray. It took him a minute and a half to bellyache to his neighbor because his neighbor had the audacity to put in a sport. What is it, Bud?
Yeah, it's called a sport court, Harvey.
Yeah, sport court?
Sport court.
Why do I want to say sports coat?
No, it's not a sports coat.
Was his neighbor putting in a sports coat?
No.
All right, let's go to another call here. Here she is. Melinda, how are you, dear?
Oh, Harvey, it's so wonderful to have you on the program, on the air. Listen, a young couple moved in. Oh, you know my home. I love my home. It's my sanctuary. Ray left it to me, you know, when he died. And also, we were able to do a great deal of work on it with the insurance money that we got from the crane company after the accident. And
did they ever find Ray's body?
No, they didn't. No, we had to bury. We just buried some pets.
Uh-huh. That's too bad.
No, that's all right. It's all right. They did, you know, we buried a pair of pants and some socks.
Well, that's too bad. They never found him, though.
No, they didn't, no. And, you know what, after a couple of days, I said, oh, to hell with it. You know, I wanted to, you know, get. So anyway, we had a beautiful home, and in moves this young couple, and they come over, and they knock on my door. Now, can you imagine the call of that? And they said, excuse me, Mrs. Green, but we're going to put in a spa, and that means there's going to be an Andy Gump on our driveway, and we hope you don't mind if there's some workers there. And I said, yes, of course I mind. And here's what you do. You start to cry.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
You start to cry. And
all right, well, so how long did it... So you didn't complain. They complained to you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think I win because I didn't even have to go there. And I started to weep. I don't miss my home. And I can urinate on Will. It's just a wonderful... It's a great talent. And you know, Ray enjoyed that.
Well, yes, of course.
And so it started to puddle. And the couple went, Christ Almighty, I think it was that, and they retreated with a shocked, great expression. So, yeah, it's terrible, Harvey.
Well, if you didn't have to, you may be our winner now. Let me go one more call here. And this is Fred. Hey, Fred.
Harvey, how are you doing tonight?
Good, Fred. How have you been?
I'm doing good, young man. And the reason why I call you young man is because I just turned 98.
Oh, God bless. You are old compared. I just turned 76.
Well, you and Art Linkletter are in my dust. Okay, here's what I did. I saw my next-door neighbor, and he was going to put in a patio, and he wanted to put up some awning. And I got out of my attic a Japanese rifle, the scope slightly bent, and I began to fire warning shots. And he said to me, what are you doing? And I said, you can just go ahead, put the saw and hammer away, because if I see a patio go up, I'll kill you and every Christian soul in your backyard. And I mean it.
How about that? How long did it take you to do that?
It took me, from the time they began the patio until the time I noticed it, about a year and a half. But I shot two kids in the pool. And
yeah, so in other words, they got the patio built.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How about that? They built it and didn't, and I didn't, how would I know?
Well, so a year and a half, you're not even close to winning. Plus, you killed two kids in the pool?
Yeah, well, I thought they were raccoons, because we get that problem.
Oh, they come down from the hill from time to time.
Yes, they do, and they steal my cat food, and they ate one of the cats, and pretty damn near crippled the other one, till I bought a big tomcat, and then he got into it with this raccoon and my tomcat. Boy, they got into a hellacious fight out back, and I had to go ahead and take a pickaxe and just kill both of them, because I couldn't stand it any longer, but... Yeah.
All right, so a year and a half, huh?
Year and a half.
All right, well, I don't think you win. I think Melissa wins because she noticed it right away, and they came over.
Is that the lady that cried?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
No, she wins the golf package for two to La Costa de Fonda, Le Capoto, La Matacata, Caballero, golf, ski, tennis, hunting, fishing, and tobogganing resort. And they'll be propped up in a golf cart for 6 days. It'll be great.
Well, I sure could use a vacation.
Well, bug off. You're a real piker. You call every week. In fact, you're the only one calling.
All right.
Good female voice, by the way.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's it here for Harvey Wireman's senior chat. And don't forget, next week, our big question will be, as a senior citizen, when you ask for extra bread without paying for it at the early bird special, do you get angry and make them feel guilty that you're old? Or do you give them the old, I'm old and I eat cat food look? We'll ask you that question next week if I remember it. Harvey Wireman, Senior Chat. Good night, everybody.
Harvey Wireman, Senior Chat, brought to you by Presco Transmission.
I'm Bob Feldman. I'm so angry over the fact that your transmission sucks and you won't bring it to me. I'll drive your car up your own you-know-what.
Harvey Wireman, Senior Chat, brought to you as a public service of The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We always check our football news sometime during the night. John Abraham of the New York Jets will be going to the Atlanta Falcons, which puts him on the same defensive line with Patrick Kearney. Too bad the Jags still ain't in Atlanta, or I'd be rooting for the Falcons, but now I'm a Packer fan. Anyway, who'd the Jets get for John Abraham? I can't find out, man. It doesn't say. I don't think they got anything. They made him a franchise player, which is basically saying, we think you suck and we'd like to screw you for a year. And they did. And so he said to them, I don't want to play for New York. I don't want to play for New Jersey. I don't want to play for any state with a new at the beginning of it. That's how much you guys put a bad taste in my mouth for your Jet Green. Now, the Jets are going to have to start to step up here and get serious. Who's their quarterback? Who's the new guy? Bob Flormanen? I don't even know who he is. His name might as well be Bob Flormanen. Patrick Ramsey. Patrick Ramsey's okay. Who's the running back now? Get out of here with Curtis Martin. What is he, 100? Oh, my God. Will you stop it? Let's just go ahead and beat the hell out of what's left of his legs. Curtis Martin ran for the Patriots back in the 80s. I swear to God. All right, time now for our flashback. This is by request, and if you would like to hear a bit from the show, all you got to do is email us at phs@philhendryshow.com. And this comes to us from David Curry. Mr. Hendry, the segment I would like to hear is the one where Steve Bozell was certain that his wife had fed their baby foods which would make the baby fill its pants at the exact time that Mr. Bozell was going into the bank to do some business, thus embarrassing the hell out of Steve. We love the show. We want to hear this bit again. All right. We're going to hear this. This is where Steve Bozell, thought that his wife sought to embarrass him by feeding the baby foods that would make the baby go in his pants right as Steve stood in the bank holding his son, and thus the stink begins. Here it is, Steve Bozell.
This guy, well, I'm certain that he is trying to be a good father.
Thank you very much.
The fact remains that anybody who is truly, truly, I'm so mad right now, I can't even breathe. Anybody who is a very good parent would never make the comment that he would have to, he may have to stick a wine cork up his child to keep him from going.
Ma'am, what am I supposed to do?
You're talking about your wife being this bad person that ate Mexican food.
Yes, ma'am.
And made this child go in his diaper.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all the women that have called in have made every single point that I have sat here and laughed and almost cried because I'm so mad at you for saying these things, because you can't control what a baby is going to do. Number one, okay? You just said your child just went, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You were in that bank for 30 minutes. 30 minutes. You can't tell me that your wife could time you being in that bank for 30 minutes, a half hour. That child could go
all right,
straight.
Then why did she say to me when I got back and I said, okay, you did it, he messed in his diaper and it made me look like a fool.
You know what?
And she wagged her finger and she said, I told you.
No,
now, ma'am,
no.
It was a small wine cork that I got from Trader Joe's Charles Schwab wine.
Listen to me.
And
because everyone out there right now that is an advocate for children, they need to find out who you are. Because
what,
you
I put a wine cork up my son?
You are a sick individual.
How am I sick?
For saying that you would stick a wine cork up your child's That's called child abuse.
Oh, my God. How dare you? I'm trying to keep him from firing another one into his diaper while I'm in there doing business. He missiled one into his shorts while I'm standing there trying to get my whole life together with payrolls and everything. So,
you know what? Yada, yada, yada.
God's going
to
strike you blind.
You know what it
God's
going to
give you leukemia for
you.
That.
You know what you are? You are an adult. Think about it.
Thank you. Yes.
You are an adult.
Why don't you treat me like one?
Because you're not acting like one.
Well, why don't you treat me like one? Everybody's calling me up and yelling at me.
Because you're acting like an infant.
Listen to you, dude. Don't you hear yourself?
You're acting like an infant because I am so mad. I can't even breathe right now because you said
I can tell you.
Have to stick a cork up my child's.
Tell you right now that my wife can time it out. Now, she just breastfed him 15 minutes ago, and I'm holding him right now, and I guarantee within 30 seconds he'll missile one into his shorts.
You know what?
One,
I breastfed
two children.
And my husband was always...
There it is.
No. My husband
was man enough
to change their diapers. And he was a plant manager.
I don't mind changing my son's diaper, but I will not change my son's diaper in the middle of Bank of America. Thank you.
And he took my babies and his babies into the bathroom, and he changed their diaper, and we would laugh about it. And that's what most people do.
Did you ever pat him down for a wine cork?
Baby, one, two, three. Then it sounds like a stevedore, some like guy that works on the dock. It does sound like a baby. It sounds like a guy who works on the docks. There it is. That is our, what is that? That's some noise there, man. That's our flashback by request from David. And if you want to hear one, email us at phs@philhendryshow.com. phs@philhendryshow.com. You know, if you've got a backstage pass, you can hear any of these bits at any time you want, man, by just simply logging on. A backstage pass only costs $6.95 a month. I realize that it's a pretty steep price. $6.95 a month, that'll suck the life right out of you, but I'm asking for it. I'm humbly asking you to contribute $6.95 a month, $6.95 a month to, you know, to getting a membership on our website, even though I know that by purchasing $6.95 a month in our website, you'll starve and your children will die. Children will be in the streets in the snow, dead, graying small corpses as you sit there with a rag around your head. But your radio will be on and you'll be hearing Phil. Your wireless internet will still be hooked up and you'll be getting all that good internet's getting all that stuff off of the archives, okay? Even as the rotting corpses of your family lay on the porch and inside the front door of your house with the door swinging back and forth from the wind and the coroner and police dusting for prints. You'll still... Jesus. All right. In other news, Paul Dagliabue has... he's retired as commissioner of the National Football League. And Paul Dagliabue was the heir apparent... he was the heir to the office held by a guy by the name of Pete Rozelle. Pete Rozelle is very well known as the man who brokered something called revenue sharing. And it was Pete Rozelle's idea that at that time, I think there were 26 or 22 National Football League teams in 1960 could take the big TV contract that had been awarded the networks. They could take the money from that and share it equally. And you wonder why a city like Green Bay can compete alongside a city like New York in football. It's because of this thing called revenue sharing. So that Green Bay gets that equal portion of that TV money and it goes to show you just exactly what the actual ticket price means to a team. I mean, it doesn't mean squat. I mean, yeah, the luxury boxes, that's some heavy-ass cash. You know, you're spending 30, 40, 50 bucks for a football game, forget it. Anyway, so Pete Rozelle was famous for that, and he kept labor peace. Dagliabue came along in 1987. Not 1980. When did Dagliabue take over? It's sometime in the 90s, I think. And he's the guy that they're crediting with building the National Football League as a business, and that's exactly what it is. Now, what's been lost in all of this? Well, one of the things that got lost were the Cleveland Browns. They went to Baltimore and became the Baltimore Ravens. However, they put a franchise in Cleveland, recognizing that they needed it. And so this guy is, gone but not forgotten, man. Now they're going to look for a new commissioner, and I don't know who it's going to be, but I'd like to go ahead and throw my hat in the ring. I want to, because I got some ideas. I got some real good ideas. What I want to do is, number one luxury box a week in every National Football League stadium will be open to everyone. Everyone can go in and trash it, drink all the booze up, throw chairs, bust the windows out. I think it'd be fun. I'm going to give you a couple of more ideas that I've got. But I think one luxury box a week you should allow homeless people to sit in and watch the game, preferably if they have open sores.
We'll be back with more ideas on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
The other thing that they should do, and they probably will, if they're listening to this show, they'll probably lift this idea. I swear to God. Here's what they ought to do. This is what I do. Is I would have a guest fan every week in the booth on whatever the hell it is now. Is Monday Night Football like no one cares? No one cares about Monday Night Football. It's now Sunday Night Football, ain't it? ABC got that? Put a guest fan. Get some guy, just go down into the parking lot, and you don't even audition the guy. Just go down to the parking lot, and you find some guy who has had, let's say he's already put away a six or a Mickey's wide mouth. All right? And the guy's down there. He's put away a sixer, Mickey's wide mouth. He's working on his next sixer. He's got on the hat. He's got out the multicolored face. Put him up in the booth for the game. Say, dude, you are this week's guest fan commentator. I swear to God, the guy will be late. He'll come out of his shorts. He'll just be, are you kidding me, man? Are you swear? Yes, I swear. Ow! Ow! Hey, dude! All right. And then he'll go up there. And I'll bet you it'll be 50 times more interesting than anything Madden or any of those other numbnuts have ever said. Although, the guy that I like, Troy Aikman, I like Phil Sims. You don't like Phil Sims? What's wrong with Phil Sims? I like him. He's very definite about what he says. He's very deaf. He says, this is it, and that's it. And if you don't like it, you can jam it. I used to play, so I know. Who's the guy that, oh, Chris Collinsworth. That's the guy you can kick him out of there, get him. Do something with him. Put him on the farm with that Adam's apple. He could be a stand-in for Clint Eastwood. Something. And get the fan in there. Aikman and the fan. And who's the guy? Is it Jack Buck? Or, I mean, his son, Joe Buck? Jack Buck.
I miss Rush Limbaugh on the shows.
What?
I miss Rush Limbaugh.
He wasn't in the games.
No, but when he said Negroes were bad.
He didn't say Negroes were bad, you dumbass.
Yes, he did, and that's the whole reason why they fired him on account of that.
No, he did not, you stupid idiot. He said that Donovan McNabb was overrated because he was black.
You're always sticking up for Negroes.
Look, what is with you, man? You're the guy that's got the black girlfriend.
So what?
You're dating a black chick who drives for UPS. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Then you're talking about I'm sticking up for Negroes. And by the way, African-American is the term.
Yeah, because you want to be correct and everything.
Yeah, but I'd like to be right, if that's what you mean. I want to be correct and everything. God, are you stupid. You break every record.
Oh, yeah, right. You didn't even remember that Rush Limbaugh said Negroes should not play.
What? What?
God, you sound like a chick.
What? What? Oh, Phil. Ow! Punk. I never said any such thing. And Rush Limbaugh said that he thought Donovan McNabb was overrated.
Because he's black.
He said he thought he was overrated and that the guy was getting a lot of praise because they wanted to see a black quarterback succeed.
Yeah, and was he right?
Was who right?
Was Rush Limbaugh right?
About who?
Oh, okay. So now you're two chickens saying everything.
Was Rush Limbaugh right about Donovan McNabb being overrated?
Yeah.
All right, anyway, I don't even know what I'm talking about here. Oh, yeah, I forget. So here's the thing that I wanted to say. That luxury box deal is there's a whole scam going on there. And I will tell you what a friend of mine did when we had the luxury box at Joe Robbie Stadium. It was then Joe Robbie Stadium, Pro Player Park. We had a luxury box there for our radio station in Miami, WIOD. And I will tell you what one of our salespeople was forced into doing because of the high price of keeping a luxury box at any National Football League stadium. And we'll tell that story when we come back.
Oh, big deal.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So when I was in Miami, the radio station I worked for carried the Miami Dolphin games, and as a result, the station also purchased one of the luxury boxes. As you know, these corporations don't purchase, but you lease it for a term of, I guess it's a year. Is it you only do it for a year? And why would you lease it to a company any longer than a year? Because the next year you're going to get more money for it. I mean, it's a license to print money. So anyway, we had this luxury box. Now, they're really cool. And when you go to a luxury box, you don't go to watch the game. See, this is a mistake a lot of people make.
Well, I went up to the luxury, but I didn't see the game. Everybody was talking. What are you doing up there, man? Nobody's watching a game up there. We're drinking and picking up chicks. We're hitting on women. We're getting hammered. You're watching. They have the little screen TV. You know, you can watch the damn TV on the and see the game. But mostly you're just hobnobbing, you know, pouring down a couple of beers. Anyway, what happens is most of these ballparks, and Pro Player was no different at that time, when you have liquor or soft drinks or anything in the box, you buy it from the stadium. And it costs, like, for instance, say you order, I don't know, a case of Heineken beer. What's a case of Heineken run? It's probably going to run you 20... No, huh? 40, 50 at the stadium or where? Well, when in any event, at the stadium, it's going to cost you like five times more. I don't even look at the price anymore when I buy a 12 pack of Heineken. I just grab it, you know, and throw, I think it's like $14 for a 12 pack. So it's got to be 24. It's probably going to run you about $60. And you got to buy your chips from them. You got to buy your hot dogs from them. And you say to them, well, screw you, I ain't paying these prices. I'm going to go down and, oh, no, you're not. You're not bringing anything in here that's not Joe Robbie Stadium or Pro Player Stadium or Redskin Park or whatever the hell they're calling it this week, Erickson Stadium or Richardson's, you know, or the, you know, Bob's Blue Toilet Flush Stadium or whoever's sponsoring it this week. Okay? So you buy it from us or you don't eat. Got that? What do you mean? I said, you're going to buy our booze and our food because nothing else is going in there. They won't let you bring anything else in. All right, so a friend of mine who was working as a sales guy at the station says, well, screw that. Because I gotta bring clients and I gotta entertain clients for the game. I got some very serious advertisers and they wanna come in and wanna watch the ball game and they're gonna wanna have a beer or a Coke and eat some chips and so on and so forth. And I ain't paying these prices. It's gonna bust me out of my budget. So he goes down to the store the night before. He buys all kinds of beer and soft drinks. He gets into the luxury box before the fans are showing up. I guess he had early access, and somehow he'd brought these bags of... Somehow he'd gotten into the stadium before the game. He cuts out the lining of the sofa in the luxury box, the bottom lining, you know that? Turns the sofa upside down, packs all the booze and all the chips and stuff into there, re-sews the lining, turns the sofa back. Right? So now the game starts... And before the clients show up, he's in the luxury box, and he's unsewed the thing, and he's got all the booze out, right? And he's living, he's just doing a beautiful thing, right? He's got the booze, he's got everything. There was only one problem. These ballparks, these cheap bastards, God, I hate them. I cannot stand publicly funded stadiums. They make me want to retch, especially when they built that hockey stadium in Miami. You take a look at that school system you got in Fort Lauderdale. You know what they did, though? They worked the deal. Every time they flush a toilet over at that Panther Stadium, all of the sewage goes right into the hot meal program at the Fort Lauderdale School District. So that's really a nice thing, all you hockey fans. Anyway, they got a guy coming around, and he's got a little clipboard. And he keeps track of all the stuff you're eating. He says, well, you didn't buy this stuff from us. They made him take it out of there. They made him take it out of there. You got to get rid of all this. Or you're going to violate your lease. And therefore, you will not be able to bring any chicks in here. And you will not be able to do all those nasty things that you've done in the past. Goodbye. So, this poor bastard had to take all that food out of there, put it back in his car, go back up to the luxury box, and pay their usurious rates there at Pro Player $150,000 for one milk dud. For a box of milk duds, $60. Unbelievable, man. And these guys get these stadiums built at the public expense or, you know, they have what they call a hotel and restaurant tax. Whatever, man. That's fine. Everybody ought to share in that. Everyone ought to have an opportunity to share in that who pays taxes in any area, but they don't. You got to be some well-heeled guy to get a luxury box. You got to buy their booze. You get it siphoned out of you one way or the other. And when they make all that bread from the concession, you think anybody sees it? And they always use this excuse. Well, it creates jobs. Oh, really? What's that? Oh, yeah, you're right. Peanut vendor. And a guy sweeping up a parking lot. And it'll bring business to the area. Really? What area is that? You've been to Joe Robbie Stadium? It's a swamp. And that's just using that as an example. But these bill up, you know, I love football, man. I love to go out to the games. But by God, it's a business. and run it like a business. Don't ask me to pay for your business and then charge me to come into your stinking ballpark to watch your rotten team. And when they sued the Cincinnati Bengals because their product was so lousy, you know, that guy ought to be enshrined in the bitchinest guy on earth Hall of Fame. The dude that sued the Bengals back there in Cincinnati, I forget when it was, he was a county commissioner. And he knew that the county had put the bread up to build that Cincinnati stadium. And he knew that the county was going to get a return on its dollar from every seat sold. Big problem. The Bengals sucked so bad, they weren't selling seats. As a result, the county was getting screwed. So he sued the Cincinnati Bengals for blowing ape. He sued them. You guys blow so hard, we can't make any money back because your team is a rotten product. And it embarrassed the Bengals. Just embarrassed. And I thought it was the greatest thing that had ever happened. Guess what it embarrassed the Bengals into doing? Building a freaking football team there for a change. Instead of those cheap creep ways that they had. And they finally got that guy over there, Marvin Lewis. He's a great coach. And they're gonna rock and roll there. But it embarrassed the hell out of them for being a bunch of cheap bums, putting a bunch of Little Red Riding Hoods on the field that couldn't punch their way out of a freaking plastic bag. And meanwhile, everyone's taking in the shorts from the Cincinnati Cats with their messed up helmets. As if it wasn't bad enough, man. If you're a Bengal fan, you'll take a look at what's on their head. And I don't care. Maybe the people in Cincinnati have gotten used to it, but the rest of us never will. Maybe you think it looks good. The rest of us never will. Now you look at that, and the fact they're screwing the people of that area. Oh, man, it's enough to make you want to come out of your shorts. What's the best helmet in the NFL? Jets helmet, if you're a Jets fan. Skins helmet. I'm telling you, as an objective observer, the best helmet in the NFL, bar none, is the Pittsburgh Steeler helmet. Bar none. The greatest helmet. Second best, I just used to love that Buccaneer with the dagger in his teeth.
What about the bolts?
The bolts? Oh! Oh!
God, you sound like you're a member of Jim Pauley's Ministries and you just signed up.
You filthy-minded little...
Ow!
Pittsburgh Steelers, then the finest helmet ever, the little fag Buccaneer on that Buccaneer helmet all...
You!
The most dumbass helmet is that Buccaneer helmet now with the pirate thing. Yeah, we get it. You want to be the Raiders. God, how obvious. Did you come up with your own identity, man? Hi, we want to be the East Coast Raiders. So we have pewter and red and everything's just so neat. And yeah. Ooh. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
So continuing on the football theme, because we've only got 2 minutes left, and I like football, as does Mr. Newman and Mr. Roberts, and you do too, bud, even though you're not sure whether it's the round one they use or what it is.
No, it's got a point on it.
Yeah, it's the one with the point on it. Just got this update for you. The Monday night team on ESPN is going to be Theismann, and it's going to be Mike Patrick and Tony Kornholer. Okay, that's great. You might want to change that cat's name. I'm just suggesting. You put some guy on the air named Tony Kornholer, and you're going to get letters. And I would suggest you're just going to get letters, man. You'll get more letters than you got when Limbaugh said that McNabb, he liked McNabb, but didn't particularly like the African race. And then Sunday night, Dan Dierdorf, who, by the way, I met Dan. Dan Dierdorf will be with the NBC guy, who I got to believe it's Enberg. I can't believe that NBC will be dumb enough to try to bring Al Michaels. Al Michaels is not a good play-by-play guy. If he'd just keep his mouth shut and do the game, that'd be one thing. But Al Michaels, somewhere along the line, fancies himself a wit and a raconteur and butts in and tries to top everybody and basically sucks. Plus, he sounds like Mr. Froggy. Now, they'll probably put Enberg in there, because Dick Enberg's been the NBC guy for years, and it can't be much longer now before he dies, right? So they'll put him in there. Dierdorf, I think they'll get rid of him, because the lisp, you know, they put up with it at the Rose Bowl, the Rose Parade. They put up with it for a long time, Dan, but it's...
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that lisp.
Listen, this is Dan Dierdorf.
Yeah, see?
Well, nobody else seems to notice. Well, I notice. Whoever did the dental work, man, after Dobler punched you out, Jesus. Listen, I can do football. I know all about the offensive line. Uh-huh. I bet you know all about the offensive line, man. I bet you know a little bit about that tight end, too. You call me queers? Oh, boy.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.